This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Once again, unwelcome news from China's Hubei province. More than 100 new coronavirus deaths. The toll of fatalities is approaching 1,400, and there are thousands more confirmed cases, dashing hopes that the pace of infections had stabilized. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story of the numbers.
China's National Health Commission says just over 120 more people have died, and there have been nearly 5,100 new confirmed cases. The numbers have been rising more quickly after the hardest-hit province changed on Thursday its method of counting them. Hubei province now includes cases based on a physician's diagnosis, and before they have been confirmed by lab tests. The commission has said the change is aimed at identifying suspected cases in which the patient has pneumonia, so they can be treated more quickly and reduce the likelihood of more serious illness or death. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan is reporting its first coronavirus death, a woman in her 80s. Authorities say it is not clear how she was infected. North Korea has apparently escaped the new virus so far, but there are concerns if it comes, Pyongyang could face daunting containment issues. VOA's Bill Gallo was in Seoul.
It isn't yet confirmed that the new coronavirus has reached North Korea, but if it does, experts warn the North could quickly face a humanitarian disaster. Not only does North Korea lack proper medical supplies and infrastructure to deal with an outbreak, many parts of the country are poverty-stricken, and aid groups that want to help must first get permission from the United States and United Nations because of international sanctions on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But the U.S. State Department on Thursday signaled it supports providing quick exemptions for those groups. A spokesperson said the U.S. is deeply concerned that North Koreans are vulnerable to the disease. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
From Washington, this is VOA News. There is big news here in Washington. The Justice Department says it is dropping the investigation into former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe over a media leak. McCabe has long been one of President Donald Trump's favorite verbal targets since he dictated his removal from the FBI just days before McCabe would have been eligible for a pension. McCabe was the instigator of the probe into Mr. Trump's possible campaign coordination with Russia. No reaction yet from the White House. Hanging over all this, U.S. Attorney General William Barr's complaints about President Trump's tweeted expressions of displeasure with the Justice Department and those who work there. Not to be outdone, President Trump today tweeted that he has the legal right to ask his attorney general to involve himself in the prosecution of a criminal case. A handful of U.S. Republican senators joined their Democratic colleagues in passing a resolution calling on President Trump to terminate the use of U.S. armed forces for hostilities against Iran, unless those actions are authorized by Congress. It happened yesterday. Mr. Trump is expected to veto the measure, arguing it would be dangerous to limit his war-making powers. The United States confirms it has negotiated a 7-day reduction in violence agreement with the Taliban in a step toward a political end of the war in Afghanistan. The AP's Shelley Adler has a report.
A senior U.S. official says the United States and the Taliban have reached a truce agreement that will take effect, quote, very soon and could lead to a pullout of American troops from Afghanistan. The official spoke on the condition of anonymity because they weren't authorized to discuss details ahead of an official announcement. The person added that the agreement for a 7-day reduction in violence to be followed by the start of all Afghan peace talks within 10 days is very specific and covers the entire country, including Afghan forces. The developments come as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Mark Esper met in Munich with Afghanistan's president. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Defense Secretary Esper says he'll deploy a so-called Security Force Assistance Brigade to Africa. He says the unit will be trained, organized, and equipped to aid allied African nations in the face of what he called great power competition on the continent. At the same time, Esper said the United States would pull some American combat forces out of Africa. Pakistan has approved new rules to regulate social media platforms, a move critics denounce as an attack on freedom of the press and free speech in the country. Companies such as Facebook, Twitter, and Google will be required to remove content that Pakistani authorities deem unlawful. The demand is that companies provide information about users accused of posting blasphemous material or content that could incite violence and endanger national security. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.